December 15th, 2016, in Northern California, amidst rain. The November Zen Center newsletter has a character on the cover, Buddha. This character is from a scroll of mine with a 4-character phrase. Buddha light shines everywhere. Isn't this simple and straightforward? At this end of the year time, we will meet many people and circumstances, and this is a wonderful opportunity to live. Buddha light pervades everywhere. Or to see how and where this is not so for us. The Chinese character can be translated as pervades, which to me is a sense of extending through everywhere and everything, and can also be translated as shines, which to me is extending outward and upon everywhere, everything. Buddha light shines everywhere. Buddha light pervades everywhere. Everywhere is every where, every when, every who, every what. Every, despite my reservations and considerations, despite your reservations and considerations, which we hold about this. Where does Buddha light not pervade? Where is Buddha light not shining for you? On who not? On when not? What are the consequences of believing this? Not holding to this, not to this excluding, to this denying. What is your life practice about your reservations and considerations? And what are your practice efforts when you notice this? Our life practice is being this light, seeing this light, shining this light, pervading this light throughout life, throughout our ongoing light, life practice efforts. This is being who you are, which on the face of it is simple and straightforward. As an old Zen expression states, even if you could miss hitting the ground with the staff you are holding, you cannot miss this. Cannot miss this. In a way, saying being who you are is nonsense. This is who you are. What need is there for anything extra like saying be who you are? How can you be other than who you are? And yet, many of us, many times and in many ways, believe and act otherwise. Sometimes It is especially so that we do this in terms of certain people, sometimes especially so with certain conditions, so-called internal, so-called external. You know what is so for you. You can notice when and how this is so for you. So, please do notice how, when, where it is so for you. How, when, where it is not so for you. You are Buddha light in all directions. You only meet Buddha light. Harada Roshi was Yasutani Roshi's teacher. Yasutani Roshi was Maizumi Roshi's teacher. Maizumi Roshi was my teacher. At Harada Roshi's funeral service, a calligraphy of his was displayed. He had written, "For 40 years, I've been selling water by the river." Selling water by the river is necessary to remind us that this water is always here, always our life. Selling it, hawking the water, advertising and encouraging people to try, taste the water, seems to be what it takes for us to enjoy the water, to get people to enjoy the water. Otherwise, we deny, miss, negate this ever-present water. It may be that only after buying and trying the water, appreciating and enjoying the water we bought, then maybe we are willing to acknowledge and enjoy our always water, always light life. And to also acknowledge that this is the life of all whom we meet. Missing this, denying this, that's fraught with danger, with consequences of dissatisfaction and harming. Truly, all we need to do is to not believe mistaken notions. We may need to disabuse ourselves of mistaken notions, mistaken habits and attitudes, in order for our wisdom and compassion to function freely, so our daily life actions are this water, this light that is the wisdom and compassion of our life. We may need to be reminded, be brought back to this mind, to be who we are, to be this light. Please be clear that even mistaken notions, habits, and attitudes are only a problem if they are the basis of held beliefs, actions, and reactions, if they are taken as more than arising, passing circumstances. To clarify this further, on the old scroll below the four-character phrase, Buddha light pervades everywhere, is the following passage from the Sixth Ancestors Platform Sutra. Bodhi has no stand nor a mirror. There has never been a single thing. How could there be a place for dust or dirt?